He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail again today. So how about having the same old seat beside me here on this log, under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail again today, too. And now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Listen to the prairie read a song from a whale. Listen to him blend it with a nightingale. Winging up above where the dark clouds sail and fly. Rhythm of the padded feet, stealing through the desert, hear his wild heartbeat, searching for his love, and the heart repeats his cry. I need you. Far in the distance, hear that note, it's born of a call in the savage throat who waits a mate's reply. Listen to the moaning of the wind on its way. Everything he touches, see it bend and sway. Seem to pledge a love and send him on his way. That's why I need you.
All through the prairie I wander. Night falls and I long for you. Everything here in God's garden shares my longing too.
Listen to the prairie weave a song from a whale. Listen to him blend up with a nightingale. Winging up above where the dark clouds sail and fly. I need you. Listen to the rhythm of the padded feet. Stealing through the desert, hear his wild heartbeat. Searching for his love, and my heart repeats his cry. I need you. Far in the distance, hear that note. It's born of a call in a savage throat who waits a mate's reply. Listen to the moaning of the wind on its way. Everything he touches, see it bend and sway. Seem to pledge a love and send him on his way. That's why I need you.
Chant of the Plains. Golly. You know, I'm thinking we Americans are more blessed than just about anyone else with our outdoor country and the opportunities we have for good outdoor sport. Of course, to start with, we've got the forests and woodlands with their streams and lakes. That's part of our natural heritage. But even with these resources available, it takes some doing, you know, to protect the fishing waters and keep the forest lands producing the wild animals and birds for our pleasure and sport. This is a field where cooperation plays a mighty big role. Every hunter and fisherman has a chance to play his part, not only in being a good sport, but in cooperating with the forestry and wildlife men, state and federal alike. They really work together, the forestry and wildlife boys, to provide us with as good hunting and fishing opportunities as they possibly can. And they look ahead all the time so that our youngsters, yours and mine, will have the same or even better opportunity. And talking about youngsters, here's a little song about my boy.
A tiny turned up nose, two cheeks just like a rose, so sweet from head to toe, that little boy of mine. Two eyes that shine so bright, two arms that hold me tight, two lips that kissed goodnight, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant. Because I love him so, he's something heaven has sent. He's all the world to me. He climbs upon my knee. To me, he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Yes, that little boy of mine. You know, it's because of that little boy of mine, and my hope is that he'll have things at least as good as I do, that I can understand why there are bag limits on game and birds and on fish. There's a good reason for those limits. Just think what happened to the passenger pigeon. He's completely extinct now. Indiscriminate killing helped bring it about. And once flights of those wonderful birds blackened the sky. And the buffalo, that grand old shaggy fella, he came close to extinction too, until they called a stop to the wholesale killing of buffalo. Yes, sir, things like this make sense when you take a little time to figure them out and realize what's behind certain so-called restrictions in hunting and fishing. Now, there are times, as most of you know, when it's necessary to hold up the start of a hunting or fishing season, usually when the danger of forest and woods fires is greatest. I don't think we ought to complain about that, considering all the reasons. Do you, Lloyd?
Well, Billy, when a fellow likes to hunt and fish as much as I do and makes plans to get going at it when the season rolls around, well, it does kind of take the edge off when they close the woods. But, golly, that's little enough for a man to give up when the forest is as dry as tinder and any little spark will give you a bad fire. Now, that's the way I look at it. It's up to all of us to cooperate with the forestry and wildlife boys. So we don't mind putting the gun or rod away until the rains come and wet the forest down. And meanwhile, we can always go to singing, can't we, boys?
There'll be a hillbilly wedding in June. Oh, me, the bells can't be ringing too soon. The preacher man will be there with a maiden so fair. At that hillbilly wedding in June. As we walk down the aisle, they'll play I Promise You. Then my ma and my pa walk up and say good luck to you. We'll be so happy beneath the mountain moon. At that hillbilly wedding.
Do you take this gal for to be your wife, to love and cherish all the rest of your life, through storm and strife forevermore?
I'll take the gal.
You will?
Why, sure.
Hillbilly wedding in June. We'll have a farmhouse our own pretty soon. And boy, I'll soon educate all the roosters to wait with their cock-a-doodle-doo until June.
You know, I thought we'd live with her folks, but gosh, that couldn't be. 'Cause they still live with their folks, they were just as smart as me.
Don't be surprised if we disappear too soon from that hillbilly wedding in June.
Well, look who's coming up the trail now, big as life. Yes, sir, it's Smokey Bear, a friend of all who love the forest. And he's got a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Yes, I've got a special message for you from some of my four-legged friends, the squirrels and raccoon, the deer and rabbits, along with our bird friends, and the fish in the streams. They want me to tell you that they don't mind taking a chance with the legal hunter or fisherman. It's fire running wild through the forest or woods. That's one of their worst enemies. Keep that in mind, will you? Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there it goes on down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. And now, friends, we're going to hear a fast-moving instrumental from the Sons of the Pioneers. right out of the bayou country where the wild turkeys fly and the black bear and white-tailed deer still travel over game trails known only to them. The number is Cajun Stomp. Hit it, boys. Yes, sir, the Cajun Stomp. Lively sort of tune, isn't it? Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail. You've got some things that you want to do, I'm sure. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree here. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them. The Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. Prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. Prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. Prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear. Prowlin' and a-growlin' and a-sniffin' the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.